You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A report by the Otago Legal Issue Centre has found a significant gap in the accessibility of legal services in Aotearoa. Those who can't afford a private lawyer, which can cost on average $300 per hour, are struggling to get civil legal aid due to a lack of lawyers and strict eligibility criteria. I spoke with Centre Director Dr. Bridget Toy Cronin about the report, first asking her why there has been a sharp decline in the number of legal aid lawyers in recent years.
It coincides with changes to how legal aid was administered. So it's presumably because of the sort of administrative burden on lawyers to keep up being members of the scheme, and also the rates that they're paid at. So it just becomes not worthwhile for lawyers to keep offering the service where, you know, you've got high administrative overhead costs and low hourly rates.
And you've also found that many lawyers registered to do civil legal aid aren't doing it. Can you talk a bit about this?
So we'd heard from, just sort of through the grapevine, that even though people were registered, they weren't necessarily offering the service, and so we wanted to do an audit to see just how many people were offering it in reality, as opposed to just being registered in the system. And we found about a third of people registered weren't doing it. They're probably not doing it for the same kind of reasons. You know, they might be sitting there with their registration just in case a you know, particularly worthy case comes up or something they really feel that they want to do, but they're not really acting as civil legal aid lawyers. You know, they've otherwise got a private practice. And so there are some people who are doing a lot of legal aid, but a lot of people who have got civil legal aid registration are just doing bits and pieces or none at all.
So what sort of are the incentives for lawyers to do legal aid then?
Well, it's a form of payment, you know, like it is a potential business stream that, you know, some lawyers make their business out of it. It's just that if the administrative costs are too high, then people think, well, it becomes not economic to do it, so they stop doing it or do less of it. But, you know, if you can structure your business to do it, then you might earn less than a private lawyer. You will earn less than a private lawyer probably, but you can still make a living out of it.
And the eligibility criteria for legal aid is very low.
Yeah.
How hard does this make it for people to access legal aid?
Well, I think people find it really surprisingly hard to access. So I think there's a general kind of perception out there that you can get it. You know, it's sort of, a lot of people know about legal aid and assume that the criteria wouldn't be so strict. So basically you have to be a beneficiary to be able to get it. I mean, a student could get it, but only if they weren't also doing some part-time work, which is kind of unusual. A lot of people are. So yeah, just to be able to get in on that is hard. And then also if your case is through your business, like if you've got a small business or something, you can't get legal aid for a corporate. So even if you're, you know, the sole director and shareholder, if it's, I say, a contract dispute and it's in the name of your company, you wouldn't qualify for legal aid.
So what are the sort of alternative avenues available if you can't access legal aid and you can't afford a private lawyer?
So what we were trying to do with this study was to map those services, with the idea that we were going to sort of put them on maybe an app or some sort of web map. But basically there are not very many. So there's Community Law, which is the big provider, and there are, in Auckland there's four different centres of community law, and they also have travelling clinics. They do a good job, but they've got quite limited resources. So you can go to Community Law for some advice. It's very rare to get representation from Community Law because they only do representation, so actually go with you to court if you've got a really you know, serious kind of life-changing problem or a cluster of really complex problems. So then the other options are some of the Citizens Advice Bureaus give some advice, but again it's sort of like 15 minutes or 30 minutes of advice, and then there are a limited number of other sort of providers around. Like Auckland Disability does some legal work for people with disabilities, things like that, but you know, really specific, quite niche work, or you know, for a niche clientele, I guess, rather than general access. So the choices you end up with if you can't get legal aid and you can't find enough help is either represent yourself or walk away from your claim or defence.
I mean, representing yourself is not only sort of detrimental to you, but it also significantly slows down the kind of process in the court.
Well, yeah, so representing yourself comes with lots of different difficulties. There's not necessarily good data to say it definitely slows the court down. It certainly puts more of a burden, can put more of a burden on the case, on the court, sorry. But a lot of people who represent themselves end up being quite overwhelmed by the system and just dropping out. On overall look, they might not actually create much of a burden. But those who do stay in and really litigate themselves, they do tend to create more of a burden on the court. And it's also very hard for them. I mean, some people do it well, but most people find it really difficult and overwhelming and extremely time-consuming.
And so legal aid is given as a loan.
Yeah.
And how much of a deterrent is this to people wanting to get legal aid?
Well, it's hard to quantify, but it certainly is pretty off-putting for a lot of people because they can also take security over assets. So if you've got, you know, interest in a property or something, you can get a caveat over your property. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to risk accumulating debt. You've got an unknown outcome. There might not actually be much money at the end of the case. It might be more on principle or it might be a small amount of money. So, yeah, it's a big risk to take and people will think carefully about it. And I've certainly had research participants say that they didn't take legal aid because of those requirements. It was just too risky, so they preferred to represent themselves.
And the distribution of legal aid lawyers is also a worry in the study. Which regions are sort of most heavily affected?
Well, we just did a pilot for Auckland and Otago, so we were looking at the availability. And there were 150 registered providers in Auckland, and of those, about 100 are actually providing.
Is that enough?
Well, it's really hard to tell, right, because we don't know how many people out there have got claims and who aren't taking them through the court. So we think that that's not enough. There are some studies which are called legal need studies. So they look at how prevalent civil justice problems are within the community and what people do about them. And they tend to show that upwards of sort of 30% of the population will have had a serious problem of some description in the last year. And then a lot of those people will never go through the formal legal system. But it's pretty hard to quantify stuff which is, you know, sort of happening under the surface. And this is one of the problems with providing access to justice is that, you know, we know about the people who actually got into the system, but studying who's not getting into the system is a bit more tricky.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.